Hello there. Yeah, you're very welcome back to Dundalk Lions at your service. This week we have a special guest in studio. We try to have a special guest every week, and this week we have Peter Gray from the Men's Sheds here in Dundalk. Hi, Peter. You're very welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for having us in.
This is our second program, so I just said you do very interesting work around the town.
Yeah.
Peter, you're the chairperson. I better introduce you.
Chairman of Dundalk Shed, yeah.
Okay.
But first of all, I'd like to thank the Lions Club for the help over the past couple of years for all you've done for us, you know.
Okay, well, you're very welcome. Peter, you're known, by the way, as Shedders, is that correct?
Shedders, right, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a group of Shedders down
yeah,
in
yeah,
in
not
Seatown.
Shredders, Shedders, yeah.
Shredders as well.
You get them in a pack, yeah.
Oh, you get them in a pack, yeah. Okay. Peter, would you just give us a brief history, right, because our time is kind of limited tonight, but
yeah,
we might have a
yeah.
interview later on.
Yeah, no problem.
Give us a brief history, maybe, just how it came about, the Men's Sheds.
Well, the Men's Shed in Dundalk now is going for 4 years now in August. It was started by a man called John Avoy. He went over to Australia where the Men's Shed was set up first, and he thought it was a great idea, and he brought it back to Ireland. And Dundalk was the first shed in Ireland to get going, you know. So there was a lot to do if other people would want to follow on, to show them how to get about doing it. And luckily at the time when it was open first, all the grants were there and we were able to get all what we needed, keep the shed open and get it going. But since then, since Turf Green,
grants
have dried up now. Mm. There's no grants, so we have to do a load of work.
What's your chief? How are you funded, Peter? Like, what
well, way? we are funded by, we do the likes of, say, quiz nights. We do have dues on coming up to Christmas. We have a shop in the Long Walk.
Okay.
And we sell stuff there, and people go in to see what we make. They come down to the shed and they ask for various things we made themselves, what they want made.
Okay, because I was actually just wondering that, you know, the way you do the painting and all that down there, and you pottery.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, you know, when you make so much of it, you have to get rid of it as well, you know, and is that why you sell it in the Long Walk?
Well, most of the Long Walk is all stuff to do with woodwork.
Okay.
You know, any artist, and mainly the men who do it, they take it from the shed. You pay a nominal fee for it, for the canvas and for the paints.
Very good. Peter, what age group would frequent the Men's Shed?
From 55 up.
Yeah.
You know, anyone that's retired or, you know, once you can walk in through the doors, you're welcome.
Okay.
You know?
Tiger, you want to ask maybe, Peter?
You were very badly hit by vandalism there during the summer with all your lovely flower baskets and things stolen, weren't you?
Yeah. We were, yeah. Last year there, yeah, we were very badly. And then again, earlier this year, we were hit again when it was broken into. You know, there was a lot of damage done. There was a couple of £1,000 worth of damage done.
There's nothing safe anymore, is there?
Oh, nothing safe at all. No. So.
And Peter, I was looking up the internet last night, and you actually appeared on Irish TV, which is the satellite program.
Yeah.
And yourself appeared, so you went all over the UK and Ireland, anyway.
All over the globe.
And they went through what you do down the activities down there. Just tell us a brief what they do briefly down there in the what activities are in the Men's Sheds.
Briefly down there, what there is there's the art. There's wood carving, there's pottery. Whenever we get the funding for the pottery, we do that. And then there's a wood turning and different other aspects of the shed. But the art, the wood turning and the pottery would be the biggest things.
Okay.
You know.
And How did you become involved, Peter? I mean, did you...
I was introduced to it by my brother-in-law, you know.
Okay.
He was going to it at the time.
Okay.
And he took me down one day and just went from there.
I was trying to get in there one day for my 3:50 lunch, but Matt told me it was confined to the members of the Men's Shed.
That'd be mad.
I was thinking, this is a great way to save you, Bob.
That'd be mad, all right.
It didn't work out according to plan. So.
And Peter, what's your, besides being chairman of it, what's your role, really? I mean, do you have, are you hands-on down there or whatever?
I'd like to do a bit of art.
Oh, do you,
himself.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not much of a man with wood or anything like that, you know, so I'd nearly cut myself and wouldn't make anything, you know.
Yeah, and if somebody like this, okay, sorry, the main shed is where it's because, but just for people don't know that, right?
You yeah, see? It's down in Seatown.
In Seatown.
It used to be the old Sojourn of Gods.
So you have to be, yes. Do you have to be retired to go there? Or?
Mostly, yeah. Once you're over 55, you know.
And if I went down now tomorrow, right, and I'm retired, just and I went into the place, how would they just show me around? And what's the procedure for that? Like,
well, the procedure is you take you in, and you get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, whatever you want.
That's vital, let's say, is it?
Oh, that's very vital, and a game of pool as well. Like, you know, that has to be done, you know. But no, you'd be shown around the place, taken back. You get a form to fill in. Just for all what your interest would be, maybe you might have interest in woodwork or something like that, yeah, you could put forward.
And what were you before you retired, Peter?
I worked in the building.
All right, you know, so is the painter your main hobby? Like
yeah,
it is?
Yeah. All right. Painter and decorator, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know. And I think actually in County Louth there's four min sheds opened up.
There's Cooley, Drogheda, Dundalk. There's one, they're trying to open one up in Dunleo.
In Dunleo, yeah.
In Dunleo, yeah. And as far as I know, at the moment, there's talks going on about RD.
Okay.
Have you many people in Dundalk down there?
On the books, I think we've around 90.
Okay.
You know, but you might get about 30 or 40 every day, you know.
That's not bad.
Because I've seen things on television from time to time. It's kind of a lifesaver for people, you know. Especially people living alone who are retired and stuff.
It's a lifesaver for them people there who, if they're sitting at home twiddling their thumbs or they can come out. It's very hard, especially for a man. Like, women can talk together and they talk about different subjects. Men don't. Unfortunately, men don't. And it's very hard for a man to walk through them gates. And if he thinks he doesn't know anyone in the shed, but as soon as he walks in, he knows a dose of people.
You're made very welcome.
Yeah, I'm made very, very well.
Part of the family.
Yeah.
Peter, just we're here tonight. We read a story earlier on there in the Leader. It's about fundraising, and it's like ourselves. You're a charity, and the Lions are a charity.
Yeah.
So we have to fundraise during the year. So the big one coming up is your
the golf classic. Yeah, that's coming up on the. The 15th
in Blackrock,
and tomorrow week we have the flag day.
Okay.
For the shed, you know. Well, that's happening all over Ireland. It's a national.
There's a lot of work done in Dundalk Golf Club, so it'll be in peak condition before you start. I'm not sure what it'll be like when you're finished. So. There might be a bit of ploughing going on.
Yeah.
So, Peter, if I was in there on a few occasions actually in the main shed because on my other business. But Eva Byrne is the person down there who's in charge.
She's the coordinator down there. Yeah. Eva, yeah, and she does a great job.
And she does
a great job. Yeah,
she keeps the place ticking, does she?
She keeps it ticking over. Yeah, but she also. Relays and the rest was if she's in Drogheda or somewhere like that to keep it going.
She has other places to run as well.
She's Drogheda and she's Cooley, and she has to go to Dublin now and again for get in contact with them people
Is it just confined to men?
Yeah, it's just confined to men.
If it's not to, what's the opening times, Peter?
The opening times are around 9:15 until 2:00.
And that's how many days a week?
5 days a week.
Okay.
On a Wednesday now, we do a dinner, 3:50, like, and...
Is that just for the people that come?
For the people in the shed, you know, for the men in the shed, you know.
So, Peter, your main... the reason we asked you in tonight really is maybe because I went in during the week and you said that you're short of funds, basically, so really you're here to plug the
We have to plug the funds because... if we don't, we won't exist. So you have to get the money in to, you know, do it. Another thing, when you come and join the shed, you pay a big fee every week of €5, you know, which that covers you for tea and coffee and biscuits and other different things, you know.
And there's a thing called the Shadow's Card. Is that right, Peter? Did you ever hear that one? No.
Shadow's Card.
Yeah, it's apparently it's the Shadow's Card is a new one in a unique card. Certifying membership of organisation.
In some places.
And it's to do with maybe discounts and shops and so on.
Mostly around Dublin.
All right.
Mostly around Dublin, yeah.
And Peter, if people want to contact, really, if they want to contact the Min Sheds, I mean, I can give out a telephone number and presume that's the way you contact them and just ring them up and answer machine if there's nobody there.
No, unfortunately, we don't have an answer machine.
You don't have an answer
machine? No, we don't, no. So, but if you ring up within them hours, you'll get someone there, you know.
And, well, I can give the telephone number anyway. Okay. The telephone number for the Min Sheds here in Dundalk is 93-27652. That's 93-27652. And if there'll be always somebody there. It's only about 3 days a week that you open, isn't that correct?
No, 5 days.
Oh, you open five days?
5 days a week,
initially, was it 3 days or something
else? It was 3 days at the beginning.
Okay.
But it's 5 days now.
All right. So, Peter, we can't plug your golfing anymore.
No.
But let's hope that you have a great turnout on the day.
Yeah, well, we have a great committee there going. We've Matt Keaton, the treasurer. You know, Matt, he's a great man with the money. We've Jerry Duffy, he's the secretary. Ony Hanray, the vice chairman, you know. And Peter O'Neill, the vice treasurer. And they do tremendous work. Tremendous work. You know,
it's if there's people, as Tyke said there, if there's people home not doing anything, you know, and they're good with their hands, it's the ideal place to be, isn't it?
And we were talking about having a car boot sale around July time when the weather gets better, you know, and hopefully.
Well, Peter, thank you for coming in. It's been great talking to you. If the Lions Club can do anything, because we're talking, the president is here alongside me, so maybe we can.
Oh, well, he's the man to talk to.
He's the man to talk to. He shouldn't be talking to me at all.
No.
So anyway, thank you for talking to us tonight, and best of luck with everything you do down in the Min Shed in Seatown.